Page 74. Cross-curricular focus. The changing status of women. The status of women before the 20th century. In the modern 21st century Western world, women and men enjoy equal rights and responsibilities, even though they may have different physical strengths. However, before the 20th century, the situation was very different. Men are typically physically stronger than women. So in the past, in many different societies, it was thought that they were also mentally and emotionally stronger. Many people thought these ideas came from the Bible. It was Eve who couldn't resist the snake's temptation in the Garden of Eden and persuaded Adam to disobey God. Because of this, until the 18th century, women were considered morally weaker than men. Although some women, like the wives of kings, had great power in secret, the majority had little control over their own lives. They had to marry whoever their fathers wanted, and once married, they were considered their husband's property. In the late 18th century, men chose to view women as the angels in the house, there to provide comfort and care for their families. A married woman couldn't get a job or feel any sense of independence. In Britain, until the late 19th century, the law gave husbands financial and legal power over their wives. Any property a woman owned before marriage was transferred to her husband. Women couldn't buy, sell, own, or inherit anything. Even if a married woman's clothes were stolen, her husband was regarded as the victim of the crime. By the mid-19th century, protests against the position of women began. Women writers demanded better employment and educational opportunities. They pushed for a change to the law regarding married women's property. The Married Women's Property Act of 1870 finally allowed women to keep money they earned and retain ownership of their property after marriage. It was an important victory, but it was only a small one, and there was, and still is, a long journey ahead towards any sort of real equality.